Unit 3. Time out. Recording 1.
You probably think there's nothing to do for free in New York, right? Well, New York may be one of the most expensive cities in the world, but if you look carefully, there are still lots of fun things to do that will cost you next to nothing or may even be free. We sent two journalists, Raphael and Carmen, out onto the streets of New York with just $20 to spend. Their challenge was to organise a great day out, but not go over their budget. Let's listen to their plans. Raphael?
Yes?
Raphael, hi. Can you tell us what you're planning to do with your $20?
Hi, yes. Well, actually, I'm going to start the day with a delicious bagel from a great bagel shop I've discovered on 3rd Avenue. They are really cheap and tasty. Then I'm going to spend the morning in Central Park. The park is filled with free events and street musicians, so I'm just going to listen to music and watch people. In the afternoon, I'm going to the Museum of American Finance. You have to pay to go in, but I'm really interested to find out about the history of American banking. After that, I'm taking the Staten Island Ferry. It's free, and it's a great way to see views of New York from the water. In the evening, I'm going to see some live music on 2nd Avenue. I'll need to buy one drink, but the music is free.
That sounds great, Raphael. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. I'm sure I will.
Okay, so Raphael has chosen bagels, Central Park, the Finance Museum, and live music in the evening. Let's hear about what Carmen is planning for her day. Carmen.
Hi.
Carmen, can you tell us what you've planned for your day in New York City?
Yes, of course. I'm really excited because I'm going to the High Line to see some sculptures and just walk around and see what's happening.
The High Line? What's that?
It's an old railway track. Now it's used as a park and there are lots of different activities and artists there. It's a really peaceful and beautiful place, right in the middle of the city. Lots of people go jogging there. I'm not going running though. I'm going to see a free art exhibition. After that, I'm going to Times Square. It's such a famous place, and there are a lot of tourists there, but I really like the atmosphere. And there's an Italian restaurant that does the best cheesecake just nearby. So I'm going to have something to eat. And then in the evening, I'm meeting with a friend and we're going to a free hip-hop class. I'm going to learn to dance like a real New Yorker.
Wow, that sounds good. So first you're going to eat cheesecake and then you're going dancing, right?
Exactly.
That sounds like a great plan. So two great plans there. Which would you choose?